Hi, DriveCast listeners. I'm Pastor Jeff, the Lewis Center campus, and welcoming you to another edition of our Friday DriveCast, where we venture off from the weekly teaching topic into the strange and wonderful world of the Bible. And today's DriveCast takes us into an interaction that Jesus had with one of Israel's elite Bible teachers, who was a member of the ruling council of Jerusalem, a wealthy intellectual, who was immersed in the Old Testament scriptures. And most of you know by now I'm referring to Nicodemus, who came to Jesus at night and had an impactful interaction with Jesus. And all of this interaction is recorded in John chapter 3. And whether Nicodemus came to Jesus respectfully, that's questionable. But yet Nicodemus refers to Jesus over and over in John chapter 3 as rabbi and teacher. In fact, he says, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher sent from God." And to me, it's this limited view of Jesus that has Nicodemus in a predicament. And it's the predicament that we all fall into. And that's seeing Jesus as teacher first and foremost. And that gets us into trouble. Because when we only see Jesus as teacher, then he becomes schoolmaster, professor, who's left us all of these moral rules to follow. And so we go to work on these moral rules. And we might make it through a day or two or maybe even three, and then wham, we fail, we sin, then we beat ourselves up over it, we confess our sin, and we try again following the teacher, hoping not to disappoint him too bad with our moral failures. So Jesus has to level set this righteous religious leader by informing Nicodemus, "Nicodemus, you need to look to me as your Savior first, not your teacher." In fact, he tells Nicodemus in John chapter 3, verse 14, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever looks and believes upon him will have everlasting life." And of course, this is a clear reference to Jesus' crucifixion, the ultimate act of salvation and redemption. So what's the point? Well, the point to me is when I read Jesus' teachings, and there are plenty, and then out of my flesh I try and manufacture excellent behavior, I fail time after time. And it's so frustrating trying to keep all of the teacher's rules. But when I look to Jesus as Savior first and foremost, when I'm in the midst of testing and temptation, I can pray, "Savior, deliver me from evil. Savior, take this particular thought captive." Or, "Savior, remind me not to judge others unfairly." You know, finally, Jesus calls Nicodemus to the fact that the new birth, it's a spirit thing. He says, "That which is born of flesh is flesh, Nicodemus, and that which is born of spirit is spirit." And just like the spirit is the agent of our new birth, the spirit who dwells in us is the agent who helps us become victorious over sin and the cycle of defeat. So hopefully today's DriveCast has been helpful for someone listening today. And I encourage you to read Jesus and Nicodemus' interaction with a fresh set of eyes. You can find it in John's Gospel, chapter 3, and see for yourself how Jesus leads Nicodemus to look at him as Savior first and foremost, before he even thinks about seeing him as teacher. Deliverance comes through looking unto Jesus as Savior, not from looking unto ourselves. You know, the Bible is silent when it comes to any other verbal interactions between Jesus and Nicodemus, but the good news is in John chapter 19, verse 39, it informs us that Nicodemus happens to be one of the two men who asked Pilate for the body of Jesus after the crucifixion, and Nicodemus assisted with the preparation and the burial of Jesus' body. So apparently, in time, he became a convert. And so we close with a brief prayer today and typically conclude our Friday DriveCast by praying together. And I invite you to join me, especially if you're struggling with overcoming a particular sin in your life and need to renew your view of Jesus as Savior. So let's pray. Jesus, I come to you today as Savior first and foremost. I thank you for the transformation that you brought into my life, and help me to remember as I face temptations and testing to look to you as my Savior, as my helper, and my friend. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Amen. And so I want to thank you, faithful DriveCast listeners, for tuning in today, and hopefully that you can worship together in person with your family, one of our four locations this coming Sunday. And I pray that you have a safe and a blessed weekend, and hope to see you tuning back in with us Monday for another one of the LifePoint DriveCasts. God bless. Thank you.